This is a supplemental teaching for Discipleship 101 on assurance. The topic is assurance. This is the second course in the Discipleship 101 series of teachings. And so I wanted to provide some type of supplement so that way it can help as you teach and instruct those in your class this week. And hopefully this information could be useful to you. If not, maybe supplement the thoughts that you'll be sowing into the teaching for this class as well on your own. So let me just begin with the information here. Simply defined, the word assurance means to have security. When we experience salvation in Jesus Christ, we also must know that our relationship with God is secure. Therefore, we should feel assurance of His saving grace and His mercy every single day of our lives. In fact, we should feel this at every hour, every moment, and especially when times are difficult or when the enemy, who is Satan, attempts to make us feel insecure. This is when we must remind ourselves of the assurance that we have in Jesus our Savior. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood," speaking of the salvation in Jesus Christ, "the forgiveness of sins," one of the benefits of salvation, that we can have the forgiveness that comes with the blood of Jesus Christ, "and accordance with the with the riches of God's grace." And let me read that again. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." And we have this. This is an assurance, and we should be secure as believers and Christians in our assurance to all that God gives us through His Son Christ, Jesus. So one of the most difficult concepts to grasp at times is our salvation, because it is the ultimate experience of faith. A thought that I was putting together that I think can help us to understand this more clearly is by simply observing a baby that is dependent on his or her mother for milk and all the other provisions that a parent gives to a baby. The baby has the most faith, I believe, because honestly they don't question whether or not they have a source for love or for food or security or a place to sleep. They instantly, instinctively, they know, and they also depend on the source. In fact, they know that these provisions come to them through a source that they probably don't understand. They just have a great amount of faith in to believe that their source will always be there for them. All they know is that the mother is the source. I would think that the baby doesn't even have an understanding of mother. It just knows that it has a source. It has a familiar source, and it has a secure source. And the baby has assurance every single day that these provisions will be given to the baby. So if we think about our experience with salvation, it's much like being like a little baby. Our faith is in a source that we cannot see, which is God. And we learn that He is our source of love, of life, joy, and all spiritual food. Isn't that awesome to know that God is our source? And I think the challenge is that we not just know but understand, and then it never leaves our mind. And this is where we're challenged with faith, you know, because obviously the catalyst to faith or the enemy of faith is doubt. And that we would doubt that He would be there for us, or that we would be afraid that He may not be there for us as a source. But God, much like a mother to a child, is a true source to His children. And this is the power of salvation, and that through salvation in Jesus Christ, we become secure in God our source. This is so critical and so key to what it means to become a believer, is that we have a security in God who is our source. This may be challenging to many people, possibly depending upon their age in which they become saved, or based on past experiences or hurts that they may have gone through in life. But regardless of all those things, the point is that we need to have a childlike faith that is dependent on God, and we need to be assured of who He is in our lives. John 10:27-29 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." And that right there is another example of the blessings of having assurance in Christ Jesus of the Father and who the Father is. I like what Jesus is saying here, because he says the Father is greater than all. In other words, there's no other power, no other force that can take away what God has to give to his children. He says no one can snatch them out of my hand. We, as his sheep, who are following the voice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, listening to the Father, following the Lord, we cannot be snatched out of his hand. There's no way, unless we are to take our ear off of God or not follow him. But when we are assured of such a great source of security and such a great source of provision, there is no way that the enemy or anything else can snare us or snatch us or take us away from who God is. Isn't that wonderful to always have that in our mind and have that concept that every single day of our lives, we belong to the Creator, and we can have that security that he wanted us and he sent his Son for us, that we don't have to wander about as lost children, but we have a Father. I think that's an incredible thought, and it encourages me every day to know that, for one, I'm not alone, and for two, I know that my Savior will never leave me, and I have a security in that. So just as the baby lives, once it comes out of the womb into his or her new life, the mother instantly begins to feed the baby, and the concept of security begins in the life of the baby outside of the womb. As new believers, all of us, at one point or another, once we have come into salvation in Jesus Christ, we must depend on Jesus. We have to depend on Jesus to be the source of our spiritual provision. And we have to know by faith, in other words, be secured by faith, that he is our source and strength for all things, and that he will never, never walk away from us. Let me say that again. Jesus will never walk away from us. In fact, he told his disciples, like if he were speaking to us today, he said, "I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you." Jesus will never do that. He'll never walk away from you. He'll never mistreat you. He'll never abandon you, as long as you continue to call out to him, to cry out to him, to follow the voice of the Lord. This is so key and so important. We have to have this in our foundation as new believers. So if we think about our example of the baby, as a baby cries for his or her mother to feed and care for him or her, we need to cry out to Jesus. And in that, we find our assurance, our security in him, knowing that he is faithful to speak and to comfort us as his children. Romans 8:38-39 says, Paul said, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I think that is tremendous. And it comes out of the fact that I believe Paul had such a strong sense of security in who Jesus was in his life. He had heard from God. He had regular communication with the Lord. God made himself real and known to Paul in many, many, many different ways. And so that security and that feeling of provision and that feeling of love and life that could never be ever fulfilled by any other thing other than God, when Paul connected with that, this was out of from what he was saying. He was saying, "I will never, ever want to be separated from this." In other words, he's saying, my security is so tight with God that there's nothing that's going to take away from me, from the love that God has for me through Christ Jesus. So these are really key elements that I think that I know that we need to have as new believers And those are areas that we completely, as we grow and develop with the Lord, that we have to fall back on at times. Because I know that it's challenging and difficult when there seems to be challenges that want to try to take us away from the love of God. You know, and these are the times when we have to put ourselves back into those experiences where we first fell in love with the Lord and we first trusted in God with all of our heart and when we first depended on Him for everything in our lives. And I pray that, you know, as we get exposed to this again in our lives in through this class or through these teachings, that it's a constant reminder for us to say, I don't have to lose that security. I don't have to let go of that security. And maybe the devil has robbed some people of that thought or that notion of that, the fact that God is your security. Jesus is your security. He's your assurance. And if so, then praise the Lord that God has been able to bring this message and this word back to our attention so that we can be renewed today. Amen. Awesome. Just going back to my example of the baby, and just I was reflecting and thinking about some of my own thoughts, and I remember my favorite thoughts about a baby and the mother is based on my reflections of when my wife took care of each one of my three boys at an infant stage. I can remember the routine of her taking care and feeding for the babies like if it were yesterday. She would feed them, you know, and they would enjoy that. And then of course, she would burp them. And of course, she would also then clean them and make sure their diaper and their clothing were all clean and dry. And she always, you know, my wife always had a really nice outfit or, you know, pajama, you know, those nice baby pajamas, kind of look like a sweet pea pajama. I guess that's the only way I can refer to them. But she'd wrap them all up nice and dry and clean and put the powder on them, and they'd smell so good, and they were little guys, and you know, they'd be so happy about all of that. And she would then like lay out a nice clean cozy and warm blanket and then place the baby right in the middle of the blanket, and then she would take the corners of the blanket and then fold them over the baby one by one. And then this was the good part, then she would take it and just wrap it so tight around them that their arms would be real snug and just really wrapped inside this blanket. They would look like a little burrito, actually, and it was pretty funny. And we would we'd call that, you know, the burrito wrap, so that, you know, they would be all cuddly and cozy and warm, and they would sit there with their eyes and their face kind of popping out of the blanket, and the boys would just stare at their mom, and they all had big eyes, so they would just look at her. And they look at her like she was the greatest thing in the whole world. And she was. My wife was the best, one of the best moms I've ever seen. And she still is. But they would just gaze at her with those great big eyes. And then she'd get the pacifier. We called it a binky. And she'd put the binky in their mouths. And they'd start to, you know, suck on the binky. And they were happy. They were content. They were taken care of. They were full. They were burped. They were clean. They had every provision that they could want. And it was at that point that my wife would just cradle them in her arms, and before you know it, they would just fall asleep there in her arms. And when I think about this activity that takes place between the mother and the child, between my wife and each one of my boys, the activity is also a form of assurance, because it's a form of security. And the message that is portrayed or that is conveyed from the mother to the child at this point is that the mother is telling that child that everything is going to be fine, that everything that they need will be provided for them, has been provided for them, and will be provided for them again. Because it's routine. It continues to happen over and over and over and over again, that the baby knows and has that understanding that these are things that will happen in their lives. And they get that sense of security, and they know that their mother will be there for them, and their father will be there for them. It's kind of like we knew that when the boys came into our lives, we knew that we would be their parents for life. And that we thank God at that point that we were selected by God to have the blessing of raising children. Would it be a great responsibility? Yes. But we were ready for that responsibility. And when we found out, I remember finding out about Jordan, you know, that we had conceived Jordan. And it was just funny to me because I thought, wow, you know, I'm a dad now. I have that responsibility of raising a child. And but we make a commitment. And my wife and I, we made commitments, you know, to ourselves and to our children that we would do our job and never quit being the best parents that we could be to our children. And I believe that's how God sees us every single day of our lives as new believers. He looks upon us as his children. He is Abba Father. And because of his demonstration of Christ Jesus, of giving his son so that we can come back into relationship with God the Father through salvation, that he can see us as his children once again. In fact, he loves to call us his children, and he loves when we call out to him, Abba Father. Here again, an example of building a relationship that has security in a provider and a child. And through this scripture, God continues to speak of his commitment to us. And one of the scriptures that it reminds me of this commitment that God has to us as a parent would have to a child is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Because he says, through Paul, it says, being confident of this, Paul himself being confident, secured, having assurance in God that he, God, would be who began a good work in us, in you, in Paul, in all of us as believers, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God's not going to give up his job in being our Father. In fact, he went through such an extreme to bring us to a point where we could have a relationship with us that he will not walk away from you. And we have to remember that. God has a wonderful plan for each one of us. As we walk daily in faith with Jesus and in fellowship with him, he is not going to give up on us. We have to remember that. And I want to make sure that we get that straight. So I'm going to say that one more time. God will not and is not going to give up on you. So let's live for him. Let's live with assurance. Let's live with security, knowing that he is our source, that he is our provider, that he is the source of every blessing, of every bit of love, and that he, through Jesus Christ, is our Savior. Let's not forget that. Let's not walk away from this today and forget that important piece so that we can continue to serve the Lord securely, with boldness, with confidence, and be the Christians that he's called us to be. Thank you. I hope this helps. Hope this provides, again, more supplement to the teaching. I look forward to seeing us once again instructing and discipling. I think we're doing a great thing for the Lord. Let's be secure in what God is doing in all of our lives as we continue to sow his word into the lives of others so that they may grow and that we continue to do the perpetual work of the Lord Jesus Christ that he gave us to do with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Christ Jesus, I bless you and thank you once again. God bless you. Bye-bye now.